The Colgate Show, starring Al Jolson and Monty Woolley, with Carol Bruce, Parky Carcass, Ray Blanc, and his orchestra. And here's Al.
I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. I love them so. They're all around on the ground where I found the one I know. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around to stroll again down the lane to the plain old rustic seat. Will be a treat. Then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my corn-fed bride when I get back to the shack where the black-eyed Susans grow. There's a quaint old-fashioned farmhouse down a pretty little lane where the daisies make a pathway to the fields of golden grain. There a little gal is waiting where I found her long ago. Something tells me I'll be welcome where the black-eyed Susan grow. I'm going back to the shack where the black-eyed Susan grow. I love them so. They're all around on the ground where I found the one I know. So long ago, the honeybees all know I'm coming. I seem to hear them softly humming. You'll be losing your little Susan. You better be getting busy buzzing around to throw the game down the lane to the dear old rustic seat. Will be a treat. Then I'll bring out the ring for the finger of my sweet. She's mighty sweet. And when I'm tied to the pride of the countryside, maybe I'll introduce you to my blushing bride when I get back to the shack where the black-eyed children grow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And a very pleasant Tuesday to you all. And it certainly is a pleasant Tuesday. That is, if you've read the papers. You know, Mr. Hitler is getting pretty shaky. He's going from door to door in Germany, making a survey of all of his followers. A sort of a louse-to-louse canvas.
Say, Al, isn't there some mistake in this script? It says Al Jolson and Monty Woolley. We had him last week.
Yeah, we're going to have him from now on. And that means trouble. Is that guy conceited? Freddie, he's the most egotistical man I ever met. You know something? He thinks he's funnier than I am. Really, he does.
He's that bad, Al?
Worse. I can't understand why the sponsor ever decided to use that hunk of masculine monotony. Him and his beard. He gets in your coffee and everything, no kidding. Let me tell you something, Fred. I wouldn't have Woolley on my show if they gave him to me with a pound of butter. Get this. He's just a sarcastic old foof. That's what he is. And the only one I've ever heard say a kind word about him is Monty Woolley.
I beg your pardon. Is this the goodwill hour?
Please, don't start again tonight. Please.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? As I stand here looking into your faces, I realize that a lot of your faces need looking into.
Go ahead, you might as well. Now, just a minute, Beaver. You can't walk in here every week and insult my audience.
They came here. I didn't send for them. Why should I concern myself with the feelings of the motley crowd? I am a genius. I am what Orson Welles thinks he is.
Marty, are you cold?
Cold? Of course not.
You should be. The government has frozen all ham. I wrote that myself, not in the script. I wrote it.
Very witty, Albert.
Yeah.
I must admit that you write for the ages.
For the ages? Thank you.
The ages between 4 and 6.
Now, wait a minute. That's one man's opinion. It may interest you to know, Marty, that anything you can do, I can do just as well.
Nonsense. You're just a local yokel who chirps the vocal. Now, begin with, I have some notes here on what was wrong with last week's program.
For instance,
one, too much talk before Wooly comes on.
Yeah.
Two, too much talk after Wooly goes off. Three, too much talk. Four, Jolson talks too much.
Oh, please, please.
Five, everybody talks too much. Six, why don't they shut up? So, Albert, here is my outline of the way this show shall be run from now on. Go on, read it.
All right. Monty Wooly Tooth Powder presents Colgate. How do you like it? With Carol Bruce, Fred Utell, Parker Carcass, Ray Block and his officer, a sound man, Three Stooges, and maybe Al Jolson. Maybe Al Jolson.
You see, Albert, I want to build you up gradually.
Oh, I see. Thank you. Thank you.
You can't be on too much.
No, no, of course.
For example, Albert, would you like Rita Hayworth if she kept throwing herself at you?
No, but it's a nice way to play catch. But go on. Have you any other bright ideas?
Well, first, there will be no one else on this program but you and I. Just two stars, that's all. Monty Wooly and company.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're not turning me into any company. Just say the word and I quit.
Splendid.
That's not the word.
Your embryonic attempts at wit shall not swerve me from my purpose. What do you think I am? A jerk?
Students?
Now, don't be difficult, Albert. If you're going to start whining like an unfed pup, I'll agree to make a concession. We'll bill ourselves as Jolson and Wooly.
Now you're talking. Now, listen, Monty. What do we call our show?
I, the people.
Monty, what is there about you that gets you? That's what I want to know.
You don't seem to realize, Albert, that I'm quite a versatile performer.
Yeah?
I happen to be a man of parts.
A man of parts? They let you off the assembly line too soon. You know that, don't you? But I'm willing to cooperate, Monty. What kind of entertainment shall we give our radio audience?
Well, I begin the program by telling some very amusing stories for 15 minutes.
That's fine. That's fine. What do I do?
You laugh your head off.
I laugh for 15 minutes. Look, why don't you just get two hyenas? How about that? Just two hyenas.
Perfect. Then you could be a trio.
Monty, tell me something. Do you believe in hate at first sight?
There. Now, let's not have any impudence. I like you, Albert. You have great potentialities.
Thank you.
In fact, I think you have the makings of another Rudy Vallet.
That's the last straw. That's the last straw. We're going to have a showdown. Either you go or I stay.
Not now. For at this point, Carol Bruce enters. Enter, Carol.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Carol Bruce will sing a song dedicated to Monty Wooly's beard entitled The 12th Street Rag.
No, Al. Tonight I'm going to sing an extra special song for an extra special bunch of boys. Those hard-working, tough-fighting sweethearts of mine in Camp Hood, Texas. Are you listening, boys? It's Basin Street Blues. I'm gonna go. I'm going back where I know I'll be home, and I never will roam anymore. Won't you come along with me down the Mississippi? We'll take a boat to the land of dreams. Right down the river, down to New Orleans. All the band's there to meet us, old friends to greet us. That's the place I long to be. Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Oh, Basin. Now you're chasing those blues away. Basin Street is the street where all the light and the dark folks meet. In New Orleans, the land of my dreams, you'll never know how nice it seems and just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, siree, where welcome's free and so dear to me, where I can lose those Basin Street blues. Oh, look at that Basin Street. Here's the street where all the hep cats, the light, and the dark folks meet. In New Orleans, Land of dreams. You never know how nice it seems and just how much it really means. Glad to be, oh yes, serene. Where welcome's free and so dear to me. Where I can lose, where I can go, what I choose. Bye-bye, there's the street blues.
Well, Monty, after thinking over, your ideas for our program sound pretty good. But what do we do about the commercial? You know, the stuff we sell. You know, the tooth powder, the toothpaste.
I'm prepared for that, too, Albert. I merely walk up to the microphone and say, ladies, are your cheeks red?
Hmm.
Are your hands red?
Hmm.
Is your skin red? Then get back to your wigwam. You're an Indian.
Then we get fired. Listen, Monty, You may be a professor from Yale, but just listen to a student from Colgate. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we are producing all the Colgate toothpaste and tooth powder that we can possibly make. But the armed forces are taking so much that your dealer may, from time to time, be out of either Colgate toothpaste or Colgate tooth powder.
Well, that's perfectly right, Al, but there's nothing to worry about because both Colgate's tooth powder and Colgate's toothpaste do the same swell job. Yes, indeed, Colgate's cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. In fact, scientific tests have proved conclusively that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate stops all unpleasing breath instantly. Colgate cleans your teeth thoroughly and safely, too. And it has a delightful flavor, leaving your mouth cool, clean, and refreshed. Yes, Colgate tastes good, and Colgate brings out the natural sparkle and brilliance of your teeth. And so, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, get Colgate toothpaste or Colgate tooth powder tonight.
Monty, now that you're going to be with us every week, I'd like to have you meet our cast.
Stop! Stop that music! Who is that bargain basement baton wielder standing there in front of those emaciated-looking Petrillo playboys?
Monty, don't talk that way about an orchestra leader. You don't have to sing on this program. I do. Come over here, Ray. Monty, this is Ray Block. I apologize, Ray, for what Monty said.
He doesn't need an apology. He needs an autopsy.
How do you do, Mr. Woolley?
I'm fired and you're fired.
What? Block is fired? What for?
I'll suffer no competition from his scrawny mustache. My beard constitutes enough fuzz on this program. And furthermore, he does not fit into my pattern for this show. I expect to put some class into this clam bake. I should like to do a bit of Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet.
Now, wait a minute, Mona. Shakespeare's become too commonplace. Even my butcher is studying Shakespeare.
Your butcher?
Yeah, every morning I hear him yell, "A horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse." I like that. "A horse, a horse, my kingdom for a horse." That's you,
hello, kids.
Park your pocket. What do you know? Parky, you're just in time. Look,
yeah?
We're going to do a radio version of Romeo and Juliet, and we could use some additional actors. Have you ever done any acting?
Oh, but definitely.
What?
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
If I ever do any acting, do you ever see Tobacco Road?
Tobacco Road?
Yeah.
What part did you play?
I emptied the ashtray.
Enough of this decomposed drivel. Let's get on with the play. Here are your parts. Albert?
Yeah?
You be Juliet. And Parky?
Yes.
You will be Romeo.
Romeo.
Albert and Juliet, you speak first.
Wait, yeah. I gotta change my voice for this. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ah, Romeo, my beloved, what light from yonder window shines?
I don't know, but you gotta put that light out.
Put what light out? Parky, you're Romeo.
I'm also the air raid warden.
Continue, Juliet Jolson.
Romeo.
Yes?
Not so close, please. Climb upon that ladder, then climb upon this balcony, and then...
Yes?
Climb upon my knees, sonny boy. Romeo, hark. Methinks I hear a rumbling noise. What can it be?
Shakespeare turning over in his grave.
Tell me, Romeo, dost thou truly love me?
I dost.
Every moment you are away, dearest.
Yes?
I hear your voice. I hear your heartbeat. I hear your footsteps.
What do you hear from the mouth?
What?
Parky, you're nothing but a dramatic fifth columnist. You are the most ignorant, the most incompetent Romeo I have ever seen.
Well, keep your shirt on. Don't forget, Romeo wasn't built in a day.
All right. Never mind. Go on, Juliet.
Romeo.
Yes?
I have missed thee so much. Here, beloved. Yes. Look into my eyes. What do you see?
You were out late again last night.
Perhaps I'm not ready for love yet. Listen.
What?
I am so young.
You're young.
So very, very young.
Boy, are you off the beam.
Okay, in heaven's name, can't you show a little emotion? Why don't you make love the way Robert Taylor does?
Why don't you give me Lana Turner like MGM does? I'll try once more.
Listen, Juliet. You are the light of my life. You are beautiful. You are gorgeous. You are glamorous.
I am glamorous?
Yeah.
But don't pay any attention to me. I'm nuts.
Gentlemen, I'm sure to the millions of listeners, your performance is very griping.
Monty, that's gripping. Look at your script. Gripping.
That's griping. Listen to your performance. What?
Monty, wait a minute. Are you hinting that I'm no good as an actor?
Can you possibly interpret it any other way?
I'm not going to stand for any more of those insults. I am sick and tired.
I am good and mad.
I'm Roman Abner.
Roman Abner. What we need is an actor.
That's so. Well, for your information, I once gave a command performance to the king and queen.
Oh, stop.
That was the command. What?
Please. Let's go on to the next scene. Romeo, speak.
All right, listen, Juliet. Come to my house. I have prepared a wonderful dinner for just you and me.
Gladly, Romeo, gladly. And after dinner, yes, will you take me away on your beautiful white horse?
A horse? What do you think we're having for dinner?
But, Romeo, my beloved, we cannot continue without love. We just cannot. My papa has forbidden it.
Oh, then I have nothing to live for. I'm going to plunge this dagger into my heart. Goodbye, Juliet, and farewell.
Romeo, Romeo, you have killed yourself. Speak to me. Speak to me. Say something.
The best tunes of all go to Carnegie Hall.
The best tunes of all go to Carnegie Hall.
The best tunes
stop,
of all.
Stop, stop, stop. This is the Colgate program. Play right.
Now, tonight, ladies, we have something very important to tell you, so would all you husbands listening in kindly leave the room for a moment? Thank you. Now, you know, ladies, husbands don't talk about it, but no wife can afford to risk unpleasing breath. And so many charming women do take chances with their happiness in exactly this way. Now, even you may have this very common fault. And that's why it pays to use Colgate's twice a day and before every date. For Colgate's, toothpaste or tooth powder cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Now, because the men in the service are getting so much of all the Colgates that we can make, your dealer may not always be able to give you the one you prefer. But he can supply you with Colgates, so take the one he has. For either Colgate's, paste or powder, does the Colgate job. So, folks, for a breath that's sweet and a smile that dazzles, get Colgate's tonight. It cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth.
This is Marty Woolley again, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Mr. Jolson would like to revive one of Irving Berlin's greatest song successes. The idea for this song was contained in the writings of a poor man. Knowing he had no worldly goods to bequeath his friends, he wrote his will in the form of a poem. And his words were so beautiful that Irving Berlin wove them into the lyric of When I Leave the World Behind, a great song sung by a great artist, Al Jolson.
I know a millionaire who's burdened down with care. A load is on his mind. He's thinking of the day when he must pass away and leave his wealth behind. I haven't any gold to leave when I grow old. somehow it passed me by. I'm very poor, but still I leave a precious will when I must say goodbye. I leave the sunshine to the flowers. I leave the springtime to the trees. And to the old folks, I leave a memory of a baby upon their knees. I leave the nighttime to the dreamer. I leave the songbirds to the blind. I leave the moon above to those in love. When I leave the world behind, when I leave the world behind. To the flowers, I leave the springtime to the trees, and to the old folks, I leave memories of a baby on their knees. I leave the nighttime, I leave the nighttime to the dreamer, I leave the songbirds to the blind. I leave the moon above to those in love. When I leave the world behind, when I leave the world behind.
Thank you. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you'll tune in next Tuesday night at the same time when Monty Woolley, Carol Bruce, Parker Caucus, Ray Block, and our whole company will be back again to entertain you. May I say in closing, if you haven't filled your stamp or books, there's no time like the present. It's your best investment in the future. Good night, all, and thank you.
Don't forget, friends, it's a date for next week with Al Jolson and Monty Woolley and our regular cast presented by Colgate's Tooth Powder and Colgate's Toothpaste. They clean your breath as they clean your teeth. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.